Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO at the half. Timberwolves lead the Heat 56-50 in Miami. Road trip ends in D.C. against the Wizards on Sunday. That'll be a 5 o'clock game. Timberwolves home Tuesday. They host the Heat at Target Center at 7 o'clock. The Wild continue the road trip. Southern California first to two straight with the Kings later tonight. Off day at the World Juniors. As a result, Wild on the road, Frost on the road. They got beat in Ottawa today. Heather Rule joins us. Local sports writer and journalist. Heather, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, good to talk to you. The game today, I was thrilled to find it on Fox 9 Plus. Not so thrilled with the result. Ottawa rolls to a victory over the Frost today.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough game. Definitely what I thought was a turning point in the second period. The Frost, for the second game in a row, actually gave up a goal on the first shot of the game early in the first period to kind of dig a little hole. But their power play has been clicking a little bit lately. Fourth game in a row, the Frost fed a power play goal. Kelly Panik scored 38 seconds into the second. But then from there, they had called a penalty. It was going to be a Frost power play in that second period pretty early on. And they reviewed it for a major and then decided no penalty on the play. It was a hit up high on Kendall Cooper, Frost defender. So that I thought was kind of a turning point, just from the standpoint that Ottawa really seemed to grab momentum after that play and kind of took charge. A couple minutes later, they took the lead that they wouldn't give up. They ended up scoring three straight goals in that second period, a five-goal second period combined from the two teams. And, the Frost just couldn't really get back in it. Ottawa, like I said, just had a really good push in that second, and a couple players got their first goal of the season for their team. And this has kind of turned into a nice little rivalry a bit between these two clubs. They've already played three times. Frost are nine games into their season. So, they have another game tomorrow, kind of a rare back-to-back for PWHL, back-to-back days. And that'll be a third of their season already. So it's, kind of clicking through quick here.
Yeah, and they'll be in Montreal and then finally get to return ice. They put on some major miles already this season. It's extraordinary. We kind of touched on, how they've been all over so far this season. So it'll be good to settle in for home. And then the season will be broken up by a long Olympic break as well.
Yeah, definitely. They, they've been on the road. Obviously, the Wild have been on the road too, with their home building being taken up by the World Juniors. But the Frost, and I like to say too, they're kind of on an island with where the other teams are. You have teams out east, Canada, and then with the expansion, they had Seattle, Vancouver. So, and they've also done a couple takeovers here, games they played in Chicago and Edmonton as well. So, but yeah, they'll have that Olympic break. Yesterday, everyone probably saw the Olympic teams were announced. The Frost have six Olympians for Team USA, which is the most of any PWHL team. So, a few returning Olympians, Taylor Heisey, makes the Olympic team for the first time. So that'll be really exciting, I think, for her. And Grace Sumlinkel, just, best friends making the Olympic team together, and teammates, Britta Krull, Kelly Panik, Kendall Coyne, Lee Steckline, just they should be well represented for the Olympics. But yeah, the schedule for PWHL is kind of a quirky deal, when they have games, when they're home, on the road, the breaks that they have. It can be inconsistent sometimes, but it'll be exciting with the Olympics coming up for sure.
Yeah, and Heather, a great showcase again for the talent in the league. At the top of the women's game, it's been so much about USA and Canada, but nevertheless, an opportunity to be able to see those stars in the Olympics and then come back to the league when Minnesota resumes play on March 1. So it'll be a full month off from the end of January to the start of March. But once again, a great showcase for the talent in the league. And, anybody who's been to a game in St. Paul or seen a game on television like today. It is a great league, and there's great talent. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure. You hit right on it. It's very exciting. Like, even with that, you know, penalty, non-penalty I mentioned earlier today, I mean, that was a physical play. And, you know, Britta Curl also, she got called for a boarding penalty. They have physicality in this league, which I think is still a misconception sometimes from people when they look at girls and women's hockey. But they're very talented, and they play physical. So yeah, it's definitely exciting. And they'll have some home games coming up here later this month, and I'll be there. I've been doing coverage, kind of my own Substack, Written Rule of Sports. So be sure to check that out. It's been fun to follow the team just on a consistent basis this year.
Yeah, and you've been at the World Juniors as well. We had Chris Peters on talking about that. Certainly disappointment as Team USA falls in overtime to Finland. They're out of the tournament. Two terrific semifinal games tomorrow in St. Paul. Are you going to be there for those?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to plan to be out there. I was hoping that at least U.S. could at least make the semis. I think some of us weren't necessarily sure about, you know, the three-peat just being a lock or anything. But, you know, I think it was definitely disappointing to not see them advance out of last night's game, especially for, you know, and Bob Mocha pointed out, too. And he kind of said, you know, I know it's going to sound wrong, right, because, you know, no one wants to blame anything or make excuses about injuries. But it just was unfortunate that there were some guys that weren't able to play and I think get that opportunity. And some of their talented players, Max Plant for sure, sounded like he was probably going to be back tomorrow after getting injured a couple games ago. So it was just too bad for some of those guys, I think, that we really didn't get to see, you know, their talent on display and for them to get those opportunities. But yeah, it's been fun to have the tournament in town here.
Yeah, for sure. And two big games tomorrow, and then the medal games coming up on Monday. Heather, good to visit with you. Thanks for the update.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Heather Rule joining us, local sports journalist. And once again, the Frogs get beat up in Ottawa today. They'll be in Montreal tomorrow. And then finally return to St. Paul, and then push to the end of January, and then the Olympic break begins. It is 5:32, 11 update on the weather in a moment.